Kenora. After a season filled with growth and a number of memorable highlights, the 2023-24 U18 Kenora Cobras played what turned out to be their final game on March 12 in Kenora versus the first-place Moosomin Rangers in the Major Hockey League A-side semifinal series. The Rangers defeated the Cobras 7-1 to complete a two-game sweep and advance to the A-final. Game 1 was played in Moosomin on March 10. The Rangers jumped out to a 2-0 lead by the first intermission, and stretched that out to 5-0 after the second period on their way to a 6-0 final score. In Game 2 in Kenora, the Rangers once again got off to a strong start, and score three times in the first 20 minutes. Moosomin led 5-0 halfway through the second period, and had a golden opportunity to stretch that lead further on a 5-on-3 power play, but Bronson Heschke of the Cobras stole the puck, raced in on a breakaway and beat the Rangers goalie to cut into the Moosomin lead. Unfortunately, that was the only offense for Kenora in this game, and the Rangers went on to a 7-1 series clinching win. "Our guys worked hard but didn't have what it took to beat the first-place team in our league," said Vangen. "Going into this series we knew it would be tough. Kenora finished the regular season in fifth place. We beat the fourth-place Balcarres Bronx to advance to the league a semi-final. I am proud of the boys and their hard work and dedication to our team." Vangen said the Rangers were deserving of the victory and made it difficult on the Cobras throughout the series. Moosomin as a team was able to move the puck well and capitalize in their offensive game. Defensively, a large part of the game was played in our end and they are great at getting pucks to the net and putting in those rebounds. The injury bug made things even more difficult for the Cobras against Moosomin. In our previous provincial series versus Cooper, our top scorer suffered an upper body injury, said Vangen. We absolutely missed his on-ice play and leadership in the remainder of the season, but the whole team stepped up in his absence to finish the season. Even though their season came to a sudden end, and sooner than they had hoped, Vangen saluted his players for a great season. "I am really happy I had the opportunity to coach this year. I hope to have a fun on-ice season wind-up with the boys, the other coaches and their families and end the season on a positive note." Vangen said it was extra meaningful to be involved in bringing U18 hockey back to Kenora. This year's team was made up of players from Kenora, Buchanan, Pelly, Stennin, Sturgis and Priestville. "For four of our graduating players, they started minor hockey as Kenora Cobras and had the opportunity to finish playing in Kenora as well. In total, seven players graduated from the U18 Cobras following the season. They were honored on the ice in front of cheering fans prior to puck drop at the start of Game 2, Hunter Lamb, Porter Wolkowski, Bronson Heschke and Rylan Bletsky of Kenora, Bryker Smith of Sturgis, Xander Purdy of Priestville and Nathan Anaka of Stennin. All seven of our graduating players brought excitement and competitiveness to the game. Being the veterans on the team, we tried to make sure they all got as much ice time as possible in the last game as they finished playing their minor hockey." The following information on each graduating player was provided in the Game 2 program. Bryker Smith. Best known for leadership on and off the ice and for getting the job done. Xander Purdy. If it's speed you need, Purdy will provide. Hunter Lamb. Best known for lightning speed and laying out the big hits. Porter Wolkowski. Best known for coming up big when you need him most. Bronson Heschke. Best known for the hardest forecheck and back check on the ice. Rylan Bletsky. Has a strong desire to win, wears his heart on his sleeve. Nathan Anaka. Best known for strong, consistent defense, Nate works hard right, till the end. Coach Vangen said plans are in place to once again have a competitive and hard-working U18 Cobras team based in Kenora for the 2024-25 season. "We would like to thank the community for your support this season. Our games were well attended and we always felt we had the community behind us.